Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Jevski drifted, crossover dribble, gets to the right elbow, throws to the right wing. There's Buddy Hield. Buddy to the rescue with a three ball. 119-103, the Warriors have their largest lead of the game, and Miami calls time. But he's got the towel on the head. He's got the headset over the towel. He is ready to go. And he's signing autographs.
What's up? How you guys doing?
We're doing well. You're multitasking down there.
I'm doing everything right now.
How you had played so many games in a row.
Right.
And you're an Iron Man by NBA standards. 199 right. Consecutive games. All of a sudden, you're out of the rotation. How difficult was that? What did you do to stay ready?
You know, it's life. You know, life throws a lot of stuff at you. You know, they all turn. Every day's a challenge. You know, what I'm going to do? I'm going to put my head down and keep working. And I'm going to stay in the fight, man. Whether I'm playing or not, I'm going to be the best teammate I can be, support those guys, give them energy off the bench. And on the court, I'm going to try to get them my all. And just staying in the fight, staying ready, being true to my work, being true to myself, and most importantly, just giving glory to God and just keeping me ready and keeping my mental right. Hey, man, this is NBA, man. This is a tough place to be in, you know. Only the strong survive. So just staying in the fight and enjoying the process, man.
Well, you can tell that you've kept up the work because you just stepped right in the other night and did great again tonight. Why do you think this team is playing so well at this point of the season?
When you love being around each other, you love each and everybody. You know, start from top to bottom, from Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, and everybody buying in and making the right play. And we all want to win. And winning comes with a lot of sacrifice, and we got to be obedient to that. And I trust in what Coach got for us, and being true to ourselves, knowing what we're capable of doing.
Now, in this particular game tonight, when you're playing a team from Miami, coached by Eric Spoelstra, what do you have to be aware of?
They're gonna play hard. They're gonna fight. They're gonna be scrappy, and they're ready to compete and win. And you love that about them. So no nights off when you're playing the Miami Heat.
16 points tonight for Buddy Hield, 6 of 9, shooting 4 of 7 beyond the arc, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and please give our best to your pal Jimmy Butler in there. We hope he's okay.
Sure. I will for sure. Take care. Right.
Thank you, Buddy. Buddy Hield, our guest, 135-112, Warriors with the win. And, of course, the Warriors waiting now. Word on the severity of Jimmy Butler's injury, went down with a knee injury, came down on his right knee, catching a lob, and the right knee gave way. Had to be helped off the floor. 135-112 was your final. Golden State is 6 games above 500 for the first time all year long, 25-19. But it is rather a bittersweet victory tonight for Golden State. As Jimmy Butler came down on his knee in the third quarter, landed awkwardly, had to be helped off the floor, right knee injury, unable to come back tonight, and we'll have to figure out just how bad it is and what the situation will be. Hope for the best, but you got to be prepared for what could be. And Golden State with a win tonight, but it's a win where the big story of the night is going to be Jimmy Butler and his knee injury. Jimmy finished with 17 points, 6 of 11, 5 for 5 from the line against his former team, 4 assists and 3 rebounds, 19 for Steph Curry. He got his 5th foul with 9 minutes to go in the game. Never came back because the Warriors were able to close it out. 19 points, 11 assists. 11 of the 37 assists that the Warriors had. 37 assists on 49 buckets. 24 off the bench for Brandon Pajemski. He was special in that fourth quarter. He was leading the way, took the game over in the fourth quarter en route to the victory. Pajemski in the fourth quarter had a total of 8 points, but it all came inside of a 15-0 run when the Heat were held without a bucket for 5 minutes. And Pajemski, 9 of 19, 6 rebounds and 4 assists. 16 points off the bench for Buddy Hield, our postgame guest. Al Horford had 10. He was the best in plus-minus tonight, plus 26. And then Moses Moody was a plus 25. He had 13 points. 15 for Quentin Post. Had 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 block shots. Really tough team for Post to play against because Miami's a smart team. They got a lot of bodies, put a lot of pressure on you. And I think Post, it's kind of a learning experience tonight. And I got to tell you, he did a good job defensively because Bam Adebayo, Post and Horford did a great job because Bam Adebayo was 1 of 13 and a minus 20 tonight. I'm not going to look up each and every game he's ever played against Golden State. It's got to be by far the worst game he's ever played against the Warriors. I mean, he usually is a guy that hurts the Warriors because he's a multifaceted player. He can shoot, he can dribble, he can pass, he can defend. You know, he can help out on defense. And, again, a rather skilled player. L.J. Cryer got into his first NBA game. Same for Malachi Lyons, who had played in the G League. And for the Warriors tonight, their fourth consecutive game with 20 or more three-pointers, tying an NBA record with a 20-24 Cavs, a 23-24 Boston Celtics. They fell one player short of having four consecutive games with 10 different players hitting a three. They had nine in tonight's game. And L.J. Cryer got his first NBA basket. Trayce Jackson-Davis fired one in at the buzzer for his first NBA three. He had taken three others. First one was at the buzzer. Heaved it up there. I didn't expect him to shoot it. I didn't see him shoot it. I saw it go in. So just threw it up there, and it ends a perfect night for anybody with the Indiana Hoosier connections. And so the Warriors get actually, Cryer and Lyons did a doubleheader today. They played for Santa Cruz, came up the road, and played for the Golden State Warriors. And that, again, goes back to when the Warriors and Joe Lake and Peter Guber, they bought the G League team up in North Dakota, the Dakota Wizards. And one of the reasons they moved to Santa Cruz were just like that. So you can have a guy down and playing a full game in Santa Cruz. They needed those guys on the roster tonight because of the injuries to Draymond Green and Seth Curry. And you can also send guys down there. They've sent many guys down there to rehab. And, boy, just, you know, it's just really, I think, a great spot for it. And it's a great place for the guys to play. They love playing down in Santa Cruz. But anyway, I digress here. The 24 threes ties a season high for three field goals made in a game. It's the fourth time they've done that. 13 of 17 from the free throw line. Jimmy Butler was 5 of 5. Rest of the team was 8 of 12. Miami took 24 free throws. They made 21. They shot only 28.9 beyond the arc. They were 13 of 45 from distance tonight, led by 18 points from Andrew Wiggins. He had 11 right off the bat. 5 rebounds, 21 for Norman Powell. 7th time in the last 8 meetings with Golden State, he has scored 20 or more. 15 off the bench for Khalil Ware. 7 of 10, shooting 4 rebounds. 13 for Simone Fontecchio. 10 for Jaime Jaquez. He had 9 assists tonight. So Miami had some good things going on, but it's game 1 of their road trip, and they're going to have to figure out a way to get some wins. Over the homestand, 7 games. Pajemski averaging 13 a night. Curry 22 a night with 8 assists. D'Anthony Melton, whom we'll see tomorrow when the Warriors take on Toronto, 17 points. And Moses Moody with the 11 a game. Quinton Post with 8. So the homestand now goes to 6-1. They try to make it 7-1 tomorrow. But again, the big story of the night is Jimmy Butler's injury and what's going to happen with that and how the Warriors will adjust to that. So we are told by various reporters, including Nick Friedell, who I trust implicitly, says the Warriors say Jimmy is undergoing an MRI on his knee, and they'll get the results back sometime tomorrow. So it's going to be a tough night. If you're a Golden State Warrior fan, you got to be hanging in there tonight to see, you know, exactly what's going to happen. So a good win tonight for Golden State, but maybe a bittersweet one, maybe a costly one for Golden State. And we appreciate the fact that you were with us throughout the course on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And as we said right at the top of the broadcast, we love working on this day, and it's great. We hope you guys take the spirit of Martin Luther King and his words and take them to heart in this era where we're kind of battling on a lot of different fronts.